Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. So the first thing for me to say as we head into tomorrow's new moon in Pisces is Happy St. Patrick's Day, which, as someone of Irish heritage who grew up outside Chicago, is definitely a holiday that I have celebrated all my life with great enjoyment and love, in particular, of Irish music and Irish literature and poetry. So if you celebrated, I hope you had a great time. And of course, we're moving into a very consequential and complicated new moon. And I've called it Borderlands, because in this one new moon phase, we're combining a new lunar cycle, a shift out of eclipse season, a new zodiacal cycle, and a new seasonal cycle. And it's all happening at the same time, which is how the world feels a lot right now. So we may, in the world and in our personal lives, be feeling like some things are ending and hoping for better beginnings. But right now, even with these pivots taking place, I think we're going to need to be patient and not expect clarity too soon. But let's dive in and see what we find. As we sail into a new moon at the tail end of Pisces, we're crossing borders, all kinds of borders. This new moon ushers us out of the spring eclipse season. We emerge into a world remade with challenges, personal and global. Whatever began during these two eclipses in February and March is not finished and may not even be clear yet, but it is underway. This new moon sits at the end of Pisces, the border not only between one sign and another, but between the ending and beginning of the zodiac itself. Every sign change is consequential, yet Pisces to Aries is especially so. The final degrees of Pisces signify the ending of endings, the dissolution of what was, the blurring of boundaries as all dissolves into a cosmic sea. The beginning of Aries is the beginning, new life springing up from dark ground, new fire, new energy, new action. When the sun makes this transition, leaving Pisces behind to enter Aries, we have a turning of the seasonal year. This is the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, which arrives on March 20th. This year's equinox falls within the new moon phase, so this new moon contains within it that shift from dissolution to new birth. The shift from the new moon chart to the equinox chart shows a boundary crossing. The new moon chart has 5 planets and points in Pisces and 5 in Aries. The equinox chart, just 2 days later, has only 3 left in Pisces and a hefty 7 in Aries. This equinox is sometimes called the Aries ingress, a chart that becomes a prediction of the year ahead for the location in which it is cast. For us as individuals, the location of zero Aries is the Aries point, a place in our birth chart where new things come into our lives. If you've never looked for this point in your birth chart, check it out. Perhaps this zero Aries moment will help clarify whatever the recent eclipses want us to notice. So every new moon initiates a new lunar cycle. This new moon has, within its phase, the beginning of a new seasonal cycle and a new zodiacal cycle, and we're emerging from an eclipse season. I think we're meant to notice how these very different ways of measuring time are lining up right now. The sun and moon meet at 28 degrees, 27 minutes, Pisces. Our luminaries have a 10-degree orb for aspects, which means this new moon is already conjunct Neptune and Saturn, even though they're in different signs. The new moon is 3 degrees away from Neptune and 5 degrees from Saturn. Definitely close enough to count, while the sign difference highlights this sense of border crossing that appears again and again in this chart. If we needed a reminder that this border crossing is unusual, the new moon sextiles Uranus, the planet of the unexpected. There's also a sextile to Pluto, which will come exact as the moon and then sun move toward Neptune and Saturn. Pluto is very deep. Uranus can bring quick disruptive change, and Neptune and Saturn remain close enough together to confuse each other. So while the shift into bright Aries is usually decisive and clear, this time around we need to prepare for some ongoing confusion. Saturn and Neptune have been traveling together for months now, not typical for them. Neptune is expansive, dreamlike, fuzzy, creative, and wouldn't know a boundary if it tripped over one. Saturn is precise, bounded, competent, follows the rules, and wants us to follow them too. Together, they can potentially produce great works of art and inspiration and innovation. They can also create confusion, either from a genuine lack of clarity because information is missing or hasn't resolved yet, or as a deliberate ploy to create disinformation and sow confusion. The connections to Uranus and Pluto tie the new moon to world events on long timelines, as well as potentially bringing surprising and or deeply important changes into our lives. There are other signs of border crossings in the new moon chart. Mercury is preparing to station direct. At the new moon, they are conjunct the north node. The official direct station is March 20th, about 5 hours after the equinox, and still conjunct the north node of the moon. This means within this new moon phase, Mercury in Pisces, who has already had their Kazemi and so carries new information for us, will turn direct while conjunct the point of desire and longing the north node represents. New dreams are emerging here. New dreams to help set our direction as we move into and through this new moon Aries point equinox border. Jupiter, exalted in Cancer, is now direct and doing his best to shower expansive goodness all over the place. At the new moon, he squares Venus in Aries, a connection that will try to shift Venus's focus into creative collaboration and fresh ideas. Venus is not at her best in Aries, so this Jupiterian blessing is very well timed. Mars in Pisces, known for subtlety and guile, moves to trine Jupiter, another beneficent connection that can shift Mars away from self-interested or harmful misdirection into subtle strategies to protect those most in need of help. This is a very focused chart, so having Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto outside the Pisces-Aries stretch is helpful in bringing in these other points of view. The new moon itself sits right at the border between the old and new lunar cycle, the zodiacal year, the seasonal year, and eclipses. I expect this new moon to take longer than usual to clarify, to settle, to make known what it's calling for. With this much Pisces around, it's a great time to take note of night dreams, use open-ended journaling, experiment creatively in open-ended ways, and allow extra time for rest and sleep. Keep in mind, with this much Pisces around, we can be more sensitive. Our emotions might be more easily stirred, and we can be more reactive to substances, whether medicinal or recreational. Allow extra time and space. Do find the Aries point in your birth chart. Note where all this Pisces and Aries is falling, in which houses and aspecting which planets and points for you. All of this will help us find our way across whatever borders present themselves. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a deep, insightful, and consequential new moon in Pisces. I think many of us are looking for change, as long as it's in a positive direction. So it's not that we're against change, it's just that we'd like some kind of heads up about what it's going to be. For that, we might genuinely need to be patient right now. And so, in this very Piscean time, extra hugs are good, extra rest is good, extra self-care is good, and extra community care and support is also good. As always, thank you for listening.